At the Carl Auto Group Collision Centers, we make it easy. Our expert Platinum iCard technicians use the latest technology and innovations to repair any make or model of vehicle on the road. Multiple locations in Iowa to get you back on the road faster. Get your free estimate today, in person or online at carlauto.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
The world will never be the same once you see it through the eyes of Fairway Frank.
Frank, we'll sell London broils, New York strip steaks, pork chops, pork steaks.
Frank's mama always said, life is like a T-bone steak. When you shop at Fairway, you know exactly what you're going to get.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with Cyclone Fanatic telling you about one of my favorite companies that I've worked with, and I hire them all the time. Country Landscapes, they're located up in Ames, but they have offices in Eastern Iowa as well, over in North Liberty, got one up in Clear Lake. I've hired Country Landscapes to do all the landscaping in my front yard, but I've also hired them to come over and give me advice on planting trees in my front and backyard, stuff I don't really know about. But boy, the folks at Country Landscapes are experts in this field. They also have a skilled stonemason division that creates outdoor living and cooking spaces. That's something I need to look into. Check them out. Country Landscapes. You want that dream fire pit in your backyard? That's an idea for this spring. Country Landscapes, supporting our March Madness coverage of the Cyclones here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Road and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Hello, welcome to our basketball or men's basketball tournament preview show here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. My name is Chris Williams. I am joined by
Rob Gray, and we are going to knock this thing out and really dig deep into everything coming up in the men's tournament. Of course, I'm already down here in Kansas City with the females tournament going on, and that is it's been fantastic. I don't want to date this thing. I know a lot of you will be driving down on Tuesday. We are recording this thing on Monday evening, and the Iowa State women has dismantled Oklahoma in their semis, so they will play on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. So we'll look forward to that. We'll have complete coverage of it, but again, we wanted to do a breakdown of the men's bracket for all of you driving down to Kansas City here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. All of our coverage coming to you presented by our friends at the Fairway Meat and Grocery, Country Landscapes, Carl Auto Group. You just saw their ads play if you're watching on YouTube. I also want to thank our friends at the new sponsor for us here that we've never had, Central States Roofing. I got to talk with these guys a little bit last week, and they were super excited to come on with us and to sponsor our coverage of the Cyclones throughout the entire month of March. So we appreciate them at Central States Roofing. It's a great Cyclone company, family owned, locally owned, dating back to 1968. So really cool stuff right there. Also, last but certainly not least, some guys I'm getting to know at Keen Project Solutions. Think different, thinkkeen.com. That's spelled K-E-E-N, think different, thinkkeen.com. A locally grown, privately owned company that focuses on modern engineering, construction, serving agricultural, industrial, and commercial markets. We couldn't do what we do without all of our great sponsors. I bring in Rob Gray, who's still in Ankeny, but he will be heading down probably on Tuesday. We're getting all that figured out. And man, Rob, I was doing some research on Iowa State's offensive woes earlier today, and it was worse than I thought, my friend. In the last 10 games, or since the Houston game, the last Houston game, Iowa State ranked something like 236th in offense, if you would factor in those games. So it's gotten pretty bad. Having said that, they still have only dropped one of those games, so that's a good sign that you can be playing that poorly offensively and still winning basketball games in the best conference in America. However, it gets tougher now, and the NCAA tournament awaits. I think people care about Kansas City, but I don't think that they're as into Kansas City because it really doesn't matter. It feels like, you know, you're a 2 or 3 seed probably going to Omaha no matter what. If you win the thing, I mean, you're not going to get pushed to the one line. But, man, I almost feel like now my attitude's changed. It's like, God, I just want to see the ball go in the basket for this team before they get to the NCAA tournament. What say you? What's your thoughts real quickly on Iowa State before we dive into this bracket?
Yeah, I agree. I will say that with the caveat that most of the teams they played during this stretch, I mean, Kansas State's a top 20 KenPom defense. BYU's 44, UCF's 12, Oklahoma's 32, I think. So you're playing really good defenses during the stretch. West Virginia, not so much, but they did put up 71 in that game. And they were able to score 65 at Houston. I mean, so, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I think it's definitely worthy of concern, given, I mean, the sloppiness. We talked about it after the game in the Kansas State loss. That was kind of new. Just really sloppy in terms of taking care of the basketball and, you know, letting Kansas State kind of have its way for a good portion of that game before, you know, making it a game. But, yeah, I think you're right. They need to do something. I mean, even just to have one nice win, I mean, you've got, you know, what is it again? It's either Texas or K-State.
Kansas State again. Yeah.
And either one of those would be good wins. Obviously, Texas would be a better win. Again, both good defenses. So we'll see what they've done. I'm sure TJ made a point to say that he thought the way that they were kind of lackluster and lost focus in the last game, that felt like an outlier to him. And I think we trust him more than we should trust ourselves in terms of, you know, the bead he has on his team. So, yeah, we'll see. It's always exciting. I mean, good weather, at least to start the tournament.
Yes.
A lot of fans will be excited. You'll see what the women can do 8 p.m. tomorrow night. But let's roll. Let's get going.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for these March games. It's probably my favorite time of the year to do this, I think. I mean, it just because there's just so much unknown. Especially like that women's game today was a great example going into it. I thought Iowa State had a decent chance to win. You know, they were, I think, like a 4-point underdog, but, you know, you knew they were going to have a crowd advantage, all that stuff. And like, you just go out there and just kick their ass by 30. Like, nobody saw that coming. And that's what makes this time of year so much fun. So we really wanted to go through the bracket to help preview this tournament for people who are coming down to it, and or maybe just like betting on the tournament or whatever, Big 12 basketball fans. And that's what we're going to do for you guys here on this one. Probably less Iowa State talk and more conference-wide talk from a couple guys who watch this conference for a living, me and Rob. I really don't want to spend too much, really any time on these first round games. Again, the bracket's all screwed up because we're just not used to a 14-team league here. But you've got Oklahoma State, Central Florida, and then you've got Cincinnati, West Virginia. I don't know. Like, Central Florida would be the one team of those four that I don't think I'd want to mess with, just because I think that they've got athletes. And in a weird way, they could probably give BYU a little bit of problems in game one on Wednesday. And the only reason I say that is just their length and their toughness. BYU, I think of all these teams, Rob, playing on Wednesday would be the one that I think could make a run and win this thing. What about you? You got BYU. I'll read you the matchups. BYU will play Oklahoma State or Central Florida. You've got Oklahoma and TCU in the 8-9 game. You've got Kansas State, Texas, winner gets Iowa State, and then Kansas will play either West Virginia or Cincinnati. And I mean, I would take BYU to make a run in this thing over Kansas, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that's really close. Now, with the caveat, like you said, UCF played them close both times, And you mentioned their length, their block percentage is elite. Again, 12th ranked adjusted defense of efficiency per KenPom. I think they get by Oklahoma State fairly comfortably, although that was a pretty close game, most recent meeting, and I think it ended up being 6-7-8 point game. But UCF certainly playing to prove something and go on the road and win at TCU to close out the regular season was huge for them. To finish 7-11 in this league, I don't think anybody saw that coming. So that could be a really entertaining game. And again, and we know in conference tournament stuff can change. Oklahoma State might play a great game. You know, West Virginia, Cincinnati might be a great, you know, who knows? You know, you got OU, TCU in the 9-8 game. But in terms of teams that are playing well and playing their game, the UCF doesn't have all the wins to show for it, but yeah, you match them up with a BYU team that's elite offensively and darn good defensively too. That could be one of the more entertaining games before we find out if Iowa State plays Texas or Kansas State for sure.
Yeah, that would be the one that I would have circled. I mean, Oklahoma, TCU, both of those teams are playing for NCAA tournament stuff, so that's an entertaining one in game number two. And then, I don't know, so if you're Iowa State, let me ask you this question. Would you rather play Kansas State or Texas? Because I could make an argument either way. Texas is the higher seed. It would be a loss to them would probably look better.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder if I'd rather play Texas because Kansas State, like, so you're going to get their crowd if that's the case. You're probably going to have Kansas's crowd to, so ticket prices, you know, that'd be a thing on Thursday night. But Kansas State just feels like such a desperate team heading into this tournament, and they play really good defense. And with Iowa State's offense right now, it almost feels like Texas would be a better scenario. Do you have an opinion on that?
I agree. I hate to do it on all counts, but you know, Texas won 3 of 4. You know, the one loss in that stretch played really well against Baylor, just got outscored. I mean, Texas and DeSue, of course, that's a concern for them. You know, getting banged up, how healthy is he? But, you know, a top 20 offense, 55th defensively. I mean, Texas is a game that's going to – you're going to have to go up and down a little bit. And if you're going to have a chance to get well offensively, this is a team you can do it against, whereas Kansas State's harder. As a top 20 KenPom defense, as you said, they're mean, nasty. They try to do all those things. And again, as desperate as they are, they got enough shot makers. I mean, Cam Carter did some big things for them, obviously, in the win against the Cyclones on Saturday. And like you said, it looks more like a bad loss. And as you also said, I don't think Iowa State could fall off the three seed line. As of right now, the last two seed per Lenardi at ESPN, I'm sure Jerry Palm probably has him as a 4 or 5 right now, your pal. But he's always an outlier that way, speaking of outliers. But I think Kansas State would be a potentially more damaging loss. And why cue up that dog and pony show for a third time? You know, I mean, after
– I don't want – yeah, that and that's part of it too. For me, at least, is just the drama, and like I don't think that's conducive to anybody in the month of March. And who's to say it would even happen? I mean, I'm sure both coaches would downplay it and stuff. They just got done playing. It's another thing, though. It's like one of the things that I think is very real with Iowa State's offense is, and this is now the third year in a row we've seen it, and it's better this year, but it's not. Considerably better this year. Again, they're the 2 seed in the tournament, so like to pretend it's not better is, but we've seen now, this is the third year in a row where they just slow down offensively at this time of year. And hopefully they can kind of kick out of that like they did 2 years ago. You said guys step up and make shots, right? You think back to that NCAA tournament with Hunter and Kalsher and whatever. But Kansas State just played you, so it's like a fresh scout. They know exactly what you're going to do, your actions you're going to run. And, yeah, I just think that Iowa State would have a better chance to beat Texas, but what do I know?
Yeah, as of right now, I mean, I think – I mean, if you looked at play them 10 times each. I think Iowa State beats Texas 6, probably beats Kansas State 7. But this is a one-game thing, and they're going to feel good about what they did. They're probably going to try to replicate some. They probably won't be able to replicate a lot of it because Iowa State had a lot of just careless live ball turnovers that really, really, really hurt them. I don't think that there's going to be a repeat of that. I think the adjustments will be made. But, yeah, you can make an argument either way. I just like the, you know, for once, hey, the Texas name, right?
Yeah.
You look at, oh, gosh, they lost to Texas in the Big 12 tournament. Okay. Well, Texas has, you know, played pretty well. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Again, they can't get that damaged, but let's just – wouldn't it be more fun to be like, hey, play Tyrese Hunter again, see what happens versus Kansas State, and looking back to all the crap that came with that meeting in Ames. I think let's get Texas and hope to get a win and then see what happens from there.
Hey, for what it's worth, I did do a little research here, and your guy, Jerry Palm, does have Iowa State as a 3. So
okay.
You nailed it. He's bumped them off of the 2 line.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The interesting part of this bracket to me is what could happen if Iowa State wins. And so let's assume here that, and I think this is a big assumption, that let's say Cincinnati beats West Virginia and Cincinnati plays Kansas. I think it's a big assumption that Kansas even wins that game, to be honest, with the Hunter Dickinson, you know, that's in limbo now. But let's assume that it's Baylor, Kansas, and Iowa State plays the winner on Friday at 6:30. From what I understand about the NCAA tournament process is you're more competing against these teams like when it comes to location. So, and it's Iowa State, Baylor, and Kansas competing for Omaha. I think Kansas is in the back burner now. I really do. I think I don't know how anybody would put them ahead of Iowa State, regardless of what happens this weekend. Let's say it's Iowa State and Baylor, and Baylor has been bumped out of Memphis. They're not going to get to go to Memphis. The one downside to this is that Iowa State, if you lose to Baylor twice,
yeah,
and Baylor goes 2-0 against you, and you're basically on the same seed line at that point. That's the one scenario, Rob, where I could see Iowa State getting kicked out of Omaha, is if you go 0-2 against Baylor on the season, because then what argument do you have? Your numbers are basically the same at that point as far as how the selection committee is. So I'm thinking big picture here, and that, but if you win it, you're guaranteeing yourself, right? And then so it's kind of in your own hands. But that's a tough one right there, because Iowa State needs to be rooting against Kansas and Baylor. And hell, I'd much rather see Baylor go down than have to play them, because that's a high stakes game, I think, if you get them on Friday night.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, speaking of scenarios, would it be better to lose that first game rather than to have to play Baylor or Kansas at
Maybe.
All?
Maybe.
I mean, as you said, with Baylor, it would be a second loss. Kansas obviously won a game where the offense was great at Hilton. This is a strange season, because I've heard you and Bloom talk about, what does Iowa State get if they somehow go and win a Big 12 tournament here? I mean, they do solidify a 2. There's no question about that. I mean, even mm-hmm. Jerry Palm would move them back to the 2 line if they did that, presumably.
You think so? You think he would? Your guy,
maybe.
Your boy?
He'd think fondly about your conversations courtside there with the cheerleaders.
My guy.
Accepting your view most of the game.
Yeah, you can't even watch it. That's why I have my iPad and I'm watching the game. You can't even see the game. But
and God bless the cheerleaders. God bless the band. You know, we love the whole, all the spirit around everything.
This one very sweet cheerleader came up to me And it was in the middle of the game, and she yelled at me. She was one of the folks sitting in front of me and told me how much she loves listening to Cyclone Fanatic.
Oh,
I thought that was very kind of her. So we're reaching the cheer squads are listening and watching right now. So hello, we're big fans of you.
Yes. And now the coveted youthful demographic as well.
Yes, so, absolutely. Absolutely.
But
to what we were saying, Jerry Palm's got Iowa State as a 3. Yeah, it's a weird deal. Like I wish Baylor was on the other side, because that's the one downside to this. It's like, God, you're just giving them ammo at that point. I think Iowa State, even as a 3, will be in Omaha. I really do. But
I would think so too. Yeah.
But that's how I've been. That's how it's been told to me, is that you're not the 2-3 thing, Rob, only matters in the sense is, are you going to play a 15 or a 14, right? Like where you are in the bracket. And that's meaningful, right? There's more 14s that upset 3s. Like we all know that. But that's really what that means when it comes to the locations. And again, we're all hoping Iowa State is in Omaha. You're competing against these geographic teams, and Iowa State's 2 are Kansas and Baylor. So you want them to lose. And, you know, you can put destiny into your own hands on Friday night, but I just don't trust that Iowa State can win 2 games down here the way that they're playing right now. I just don't. Like I think that I have a much better feeling about Iowa State in the NCAA tournament than I do with these Big 12 teams that have them scouted, right? Like these coaches all over the place tell us you can't prepare for Iowa State's pressure, and that'll show up, but all of these teams know what it's about. Yeah. Right. Like they're prepared for it, where you get to the NCAA tournament. I still think this team overwhelms a mid-major at this point. And then that second game, you're like, you know, you got one day to prepare for Iowa State. And that's really, really hard to do. Now, sure, Iowa State can go and do what they did against Pittsburgh last year. But I just think that I have faith that this team is good enough where, like, what we've seen against Oklahoma and BYU, where you're not playing an A game and you still find a way to win it because you're talented enough. That's my hope for Iowa State. Now, having said that, it's March and anything can happen.
Yeah. Excuse me. In a perfect world, Kansas wins. You know, somehow takes out Baylor. I don't know. or let's say West Virginia has been, I know they got killed in their last game, but they've been playing reasonably well. And Kansas, like you said, with Dickinson, with the separated shoulder, they've been obviously been very hesitant to play McCullough, those injury issues and their bench being so thin and non-productive. I guess you just got to play the cards as they're dealt. I mean, I don't see anyone beating Baylor. So if you're going to beat Texas, you're going to beat Kansas State, you're probably going to play Baylor and just say, hey, we're going to go out and beat them and, you know, erase all doubt. That's not a no doubter. Baylor lately has won by outscoring Texas and by gutting one out defensively against TCU. And then a Kansas win, and then of course they lost. Texas Tech to close the regular season. Texas Tech really, I think, felt like they needed that one at home for their seeding. So Baylor's tough. I mean, they've played especially well since, you know, the end of January. So, but that's who you want to play, right? This team, based on his daily habits, is supposedly created a group that's unshakable and is going to play tougher. Not every game, not every moment, but on balance. And that's what they've got to do here in the postseason. And might as well line up every daunting obstacle along the way and see if they can knock them down.
Tell you right now, I'll let you make any predictions you want for the quarterfinals, but I'm putting Cincinnati over Kansas on Wednesday night and Cincinnati Baylor to play Iowa State or Texas or Kansas State. I don't really have an opinion on that game. I just think that the state of Kansas right now, especially with this Dickinson deal, I don't even care what his diagnosis is. It doesn't make any sense for them to risk that.
Yeah.
It just feels like the wheels are kind of off there. They've had all these injuries. I'm not saying they're going to tank. It felt to me 3 weeks ago like Self was load managing. And I just don't know what Kansas has to gain at all by gutting through this tournament and playing four games. I don't think they can, for one.
Yeah.
But like, to me, if I'm Bill Self, I'm getting my starting five as healthy as possible because they're really good. Their starting five is right there with anybody. They just don't have any depth. But with five guys, it's a hell of a lot easier to navigate through the NCAA tournament than it is to go through a Big 12 schedule with five guys. So I think that they, I think they lose to Cincinnati on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I would not be surprised by that at all. And another thing, I mean, yeah, you know, as banged up and as Dickinson and McCullough are, I mean, why would you risk them getting not only being far down the list of not even close to 100% heading the NCAA tournament, but possibly just being done? I mean, one thing they could do is try to play all those guys that haven't given them good depth all year, play a bunch of them. And hopefully somebody pops. And then maybe it's like, okay, so we lost to Cincinnati, or we lost to, you're right, West Virginia's probably not going to do it. But I mean, they're going to be considerably healthier, one would think. And then maybe you found somebody that can help you off the bench, which heretofore they haven't been able to do, but they're in a tough spot either way. I mean, I don't know how, when you're that thin, you can make a deep run in the NCAA tournament either. But I think what you described for Kansas makes the most sense for them on multiple levels, to just not try to lose, but to very much, you know, load manage your two stars and see how see where the chips fall.
I'm going to take BYU to win its first two games with a showdown with Houston on Friday night. Give me Iowa State will bounce back. Give me Iowa State and Baylor in the semis. Give me BYU and Houston in the semis. Ultimately, Rob, do you think Houston, I kind of like, they're another team where they could lose their first game and it doesn't matter. But I think that Kelvin Sampson and Houston feels like they're on like a statement tour right now. Like, don't call us the American team. You know, we're the best team in the country. I think that, you know, there's arguments to be made for, you know, UConn and Purdue's got arguments as well, obviously, but I'm biased because I've seen Houston in person, and it was one of the most incredible watching them play defense. And Iowa State won the game, and I still walked away that impressed. Is it a foregone conclusion to you that they win this tournament? You think they're that heavy of a favorite?
I think so. Now, again, the one thing that would be a cause for concern there is just how good BYU is offensively. But Houston at times can be too. I mean, Shedd is the player of the year, right? I mean, and they've got, you know, Sharp just killed Iowa State from 3-point range, and he's done it to others too. They seem to have a similar chemistry, a similar tough-minded sort of mentality that Iowa State does. And I think the bond between the coach and the players is similar as well. I mean, on paper, I would say the number one and two should probably meet. But I think this tournament has got enough wild card elements, you know, whether it be Kansas's injuries, whether it's be Baylor wanting to, you know, try to get to play closer to home in the first couple of rounds, that it's, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Houston wins it, but I think even if the Cyclones are able to win game one and then get by a Baylor or whoever, I just don't see him beating Houston. I just don't.
I don't think they'll get by Baylor. So I've got Baylor in Houston, and Houston ultimately winning this thing. I actually, in a weird way, just because of the crowd, feel like I'd like Iowa State against Houston better than Baylor, and that doesn't make any sense. because Houston's been so good.
Yeah.
Right. And I think they're the best team in the country, but they've been so good. Like, they've got to have a bad game at some point. They've got to have a hiccup like Iowa State had against Kansas State this last weekend. So we'll see. Nonetheless, it'll be fun. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year. The best part about it is you look forward to next week, though, right? And regardless of what happens with Iowa State, they're going to be in a spot where they could make a run. They got to find a way to put a few balls in the bucket just for a confidence standpoint. Even if you lose, recuperate. And I just wonder, too, it's like you get so stuck in the Big 12. And, man, the double bye was such a big deal for this team to get that. And I just wonder if that extra day, if you do see some fresher legs coming up on Thursday night. We'll see.
Yeah, certainly could. And I think, look, if Iowa State's going to make a run, Milan Momcilovic is going to have to hit
yes.
like he was hitting early. And I mean, we talked about for the Kansas State game, I thought maybe this is a game he can pop. He's talked about, you know, he's very self-reflective for a young guy. I mean, he'll talk about, you know, early in the season, big time players make big time shots. Well, he backed it up a number mm-hmm. of times, but lately he just hasn't been doing it. And he recognizes that too. He has a self-awareness. And I wonder if that's gotten in his head a little bit. So hopefully they can refocus. The cliche is it's a different season. And then again, you retool after whatever happens in Kansas City. And that's a different season. Cause I think his skills are so good that he's going to show up in these big games. And Curtis Jones has been so rock solid, double figures, 14 straight. Taman's at times really been good offensively again. Hassan Ward, I think, proves that he can be a different kind of matchup problem early, at least against Kansas State. So I like where this team's trending. I still think you're a Sweet 16 team where it's a disappointment for sure. But, you know, you never know who you're going to run into. You never knew it was going to get hot. But defense usually travels, whether it be Kansas City or whether it be Omaha or whether it be who knows where in the NCAA tournament. But I like Iowa State getting back on track, regardless of what happens in Kansas City, and having a chance to make a really memorable run on the NCAAs.
I'm with you, brother. All right, you get down here safely. We'll keep your seat warm in the media room.
I appreciate it, my man.
I was thinking about it. It's RC Cola season. That's an inside joke here at the T-Mobile Center for the fans listening. They have some sort of weird deal. It's not with Coke or Pepsi. So all of the products in the media are like these weird off-brand sodas. It's the only time in my life where RC Cola is relevant to me is at the Big 12 tournament.
When I was a kid, and we would travel and you'd get a load up the station wagon and everything would be closed and you'd find a vending machine. I don't know why, because you always saw Pepsi and Coke. When I saw one that on RC, I love just pounding that thing, right?
You wanted the RC Cola.
Throw in the, God, this is how old I am. It was probably like 35 cents. Throw in the 35 cents. Listen to it go doop, 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 down. Boom, hit that RC Cola, ice cold. I loved it. Loved it. Poor man's feels Coke like, and Pepsi, but I love
feels
it.
Feels like a headache to me.
Always been a fan of the underdog.
Yeah, you have been. That's the most on-brand story you've ever told me that Rob's the RC Cola guy. He's Rob Gray. My name is Chris Williams. We thank our presenting sponsors of all of our March coverage, Carl Auto Group, Country Landscapes, Fairway Meat and Grocery, Central States Roofing, and our friends at Keen Project Solutions. For Rob Gray, my name is Chris Williams. Plenty of coverage from Kansas City coming up later this week. Get down here safely if you're on I-35.